From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In an order issued yesterday, a federal judge upheld most of a controversial Florida law that bans so-called sanctuary cities. A key part of the law goes into effect today. WLRN's Danny Rivero has details.
Local officials who don't cooperate with immigration authorities can now be removed from office by the governor or attorney general. That's because of SB 168, a law passed earlier this year. A federal judge in Miami shot down most of a challenge to the law. It means that local police will now have to hold undocumented immigrants in local jails for 2 extra days until ICE can pick them up. The only part of the law that the judge blocked was a requirement that police help transport immigrants across state lines at the request of the feds. The judge ruled that job can only be done by the federal government. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
Florida Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor is calling the whistleblower at the center of a growing scandal surrounding President Trump a patriot, as well as whoever gave him or her information about Trump's actions. Castor says if there's any chance of Democrats and Republicans coming together on the Trump impeachment inquiry, the public will have to make their voices heard.
I trust the American people to read for themselves, you know, to stop listening to talking points that are issued. Read these documents for yourself. The whistleblower's complaint was very well resourced and documented.
Castor also accuses the president of threatening the whistleblower's safety in an attempt to discredit them. President Trump has repeatedly denied any misconduct when it comes to his interactions with the Ukrainian president, which sparked the scandal. Well, several new Florida laws take effect today. Among them is no cell phone use while driving in designated school crossings, school zones, or work zone areas. Authorities will give warnings until the end of the year. Tickets will be issued starting New Year's Day. Another law taking effect today concerns harm to police dogs and police horses. That kind of crime will now be a second-degree felony, up from a third-degree felony. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.